Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program that comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They also do assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Pastor Oshabal Hartman. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school and 10 a.m. against their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to the Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location every Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, amen.
This ain't no ordinary words. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have. Invincible. Come on, help me say,
We have your attention because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who can replace all?
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
something about me.
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
My healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
My joy.
My joy. My provider.
Strong tower.
My strong tower.
But most importantly,
and he gave me.
A lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus. Because when I'm sick, he's my healer. Drowning in my sins.
My savior.
Way maker.
Way maker. My joy.
I didn't have a job.
My provider.
But he provided for me.
My strong power.
But most importantly,
he gave his life for me.
There's only one name.
There's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody.
Nobody, Lisa.
Sweet Jesus.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize there's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody like
Come on,
Jesus.
Lisa.
But can I be honest, there's nobody like my God, am I? He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel, a way out of no way, a rock in a weary land. Every time I need him, he shows up right on time. He's the only one I know that can be late, but he's still right on time.
Hallelujah. He's the only one that can be late and right on time. There's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. When that name is mentioned, it has such a reputation. It has such power. It has such meaning. Because there's nobody like Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, because there's nobody like Jesus. Just think about that. All of the names. When you hear the name Jesus, it just does something to you. The name Jesus, it will either cause you to smile, or it can even cause you to frown. Just because of the effect of that name. A lot of people don't like Jesus, and then a lot of people love Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm one of them. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. When you think about what he did for us, when you think about the life that he lived, there's nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Going to give a quick shout out to, we call her baby girl, our little sister. I call her Antoinette Letitia. Going to be celebrating her birthday tomorrow. 45. Love you, little sis. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. And that will wrap up the month of March. Told y'all it's going to be a lot of birthdays, a lot of celebrations, anniversaries. Glory to God. We'll go ahead and get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of St. John. St. John, second chapter. St. John, second chapter. We're going to start at verse 13. St. John, second chapter, verse 13. And it reads, and the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple. and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers money and overthrew the tables and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house and house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. Said, but he spake of the temple of his body. I'm going to read verse 19 again. And it reads, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The title of the message this morning is, this temple. This temple. Father, we thank the Lord once again for watching over us as we lay down and rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, Father, protecting us and keeping us in their care, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. Hallelujah. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your word, Father, your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to stand in the gap for us, Father, to live a sinless life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing Jesus to take the sins of the world to the cross, to be sacrificed, to be crucified, Father. And thank you, Father, that you even allowed Jesus to go to hell. But he went on a mission, God, to take the keys of hell from Satan. Strip him of all of his power. And thank you, Father, that on the third day, hallelujah, glory to God, that you raised Jesus up from the grave with all power. And thank you for allowing Jesus into heaven with this sinless, precious, conquering blood. Glory to God. And thank you, Father, for sending Holy Spirit, our comforter, our teacher, our guide. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, who art in heaven. Thank you for considering us, Father, for creating us, for calling us your own. Father, we receive your word. Help us to apply to our lives, to make it personal, Father, that we may go out and represent you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. This temple. Verse 19. St. John 2nd chapter, verse 19. Jesus said, destroy this temple. 3 days, I will raise it up. And I can imagine when Jesus said this, he was no doubt pointing to his body, pointing to himself. He said, destroy this temple, this temple, this body that I'm pointing to. And in 3 days, I will raise it up. But then it goes on to say in verse 20, then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building. And wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? Jesus came for one reason. He came for one reason. To transform. To transfer our natural mentality. Our natural intellect. Our natural understanding into the spiritual. Into a kingdom mindset. And that kingdom was heavenly. Jesus came to present to us the kingdom of heaven. Matter of fact, when he first started ministry, his first word was repent. Repent. And then he said, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Matter of fact, let's look at it. St. Mark, first chapter. St. Mark, the first chapter. Starting at verse 14. And it reads, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Listen to that. Said he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. He said, repent and believe the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of the kingdom of God. That gospel. To give us a kingdom mindset, a kingdom understanding, a kingdom mentality. It's hard for someone to try to figure out. Intellectually, with the natural understanding, gospel of the kingdom of God. You can't do it. Your mind has to be renewed, has to be transformed. Let's look at John 3. John, the third chapter. And we're going to start at verse 3. And it reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's it. Except a man be born again. When we say man, we speaking universal. As humankind, male and female. But except someone be born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. Can't perceive it. Can't understand it. And verse 4 reads, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? There he is trying to intellectually understand it, figure it out. And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. That was his message. Repent. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Confess your sins. And accept of the kingdom of God. You must be born again. So the whole time Jesus was here, he tried to get people to understand the kingdom mindset, the kingdom mentality, the kingdom understanding, the kingdom way of living. And he told him, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. All you have to do is accept it. Repent and believe the gospel. So when he told them that this temple, destroy this temple. St. John, second chapter 19. Destroy this temple. And he was pointing at himself. But even though he was pointing, still didn't understand him. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. And then they responded, it took 46 years to build this temple. And you're talking about building it in 3 days? See, they thought he was talking about the building. But it's not about the building. It's about the body. Say that again. Not about the building, the body. Because verse 21 reads, but he spake of the temple of his body. The church, when people think about the church, say, I'm going to church. The church meaning the building. But the church is not the building. The church is the body. That's what the church is. The body of Christ. Jesus was trying to get us to have a kingdom mindset, to have a kingdom understanding, to have a kingdom mentality. That's why a lot of people couldn't understand him. Let's look at Ephesians, first chapter. Ephesians, first chapter. Let's start at verse 20. And it reads, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power. And might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Says, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. But then it goes on to say, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is his body. The church and the body of Christ is the same thing. Let's look at Colossians. Colossians, first chapter. Colossians, first chapter. And we're going to look at verse 18. And it reads, and he is the head of the body, the church. Listen to that. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. The church, the body of Christ. In one place, Jesus told them, my body, my flesh, and drink my blood. Ye shall be saved. But they couldn't understand it, because they were looking at it through their natural intellect. Who do he think he is? Eat his body, drink his blood. But he was thinking and he was speaking with the kingdom understanding. Jesus' language was a kingdom language. So we have to understand. His language was a kingdom language, because his understanding was spiritual. Jesus said, this